From Killers of the Flower Moon, The Osage Murders and the Birth of the FBI by David Gran. In April, millions of tiny flowers spread over the Blackjack Hills and vast prairies in the Osage Territory of Oklahoma. There are Johnny Jump-Ups and Spring Beauties and Little Bluettes. The Osage writer John Joseph Matthews observed that the galaxy of petals makes it look as if the gods had left confetti. In May, when coyotes howl beneath an unnervingly large moon, taller plants, such as spiderworts and black-eyed Susans, begin to creep over the tinier blooms, stealing their light and water. The necks of the smaller flowers break, and their petals flutter away, and before long they are buried underground. This is why the Osage Indians refer to May as the time of the flower-killing moon. On May 24, 1921, Molly Burkhart, a resident of the Osage settlement town of Gray Horse, Oklahoma, began to fear that something had happened to one of her three sisters, Anna Brown. 34 and less than a year older than Molly, Anna had disappeared 3 days earlier. She had often gone on sprees, as her family disparagingly called them, dancing and drinking with friends until dawn. But this time, one night had passed, and then another, and Anna had not shown up on Molly's front stoop, as she usually did, with her long black hair slightly frayed and her dark eyes shining like glass. When Anna came inside, she liked to slip off her shoes, and Molly missed the sound of her moving, unhurried, through the house.